Let's look at three types of protective clothing that could be required in an oxygen plant: high visibility clothing, flame-resistant clothing, and chemical-resistant clothing. Workers exposed to moving vehicle hazards must wear high-visibility apparel to be easily seen by others, especially in low-light conditions or darkness. Flame-resistant clothing reduces the risks of clothing ignition and sustained burning. Washing can reduce the effectiveness of some flame-resistant materials. Therefore, it is recommended to follow the manufacturer's guidelines when washing. Be aware that flame-resistant clothing can burn vigorously in oxygen-enriched air, causing serious or even fatal burns. No PPE is completely safe in such environments. Workers exposed to an oxygen-enriched atmosphere must not smoke or go near open flames, hot spots, sparks, or any hydrocarbons, such as lubricants, machinery, or engines, until they have properly ventilated their clothes in a normal atmosphere. These people must ventilate their clothing in normal atmosphere for at least 15 minutes to remove the excess oxygen. In areas where flame-resistant clothing is required, only flame-resistant and natural fiber inner garments or underwear must be worn. Other synthetic materials, even when worn as inner garments or underwear, can melt and stick to the skin when exposed to a fire. In areas where flame-resistant clothing is not required, natural fibers are considered the best material for work clothes because they extinguish quickly when removed from an oxygen-enriched atmosphere to a normal atmosphere. Materials used for chemical protective clothing vary based on the chemical used, its state, its concentration, and the task to be performed. Chemical-specific protection should be determined using the chemical safety data sheet and the manufacturer or supplier's recommendation. Protective clothing should be the correct size for the person wearing it. Apparel that is too loose can create a safety hazard by getting caught in moving equipment. Select the table to look at the protective clothing recommendations for various hazard categories.